questions for the remainder of the policy. The one substantive change that's not related to the insurance chapter relates to leave for employees to vote. We are changing the benefit book to comply with changes in state law. With respect to the insurance chapter, the legislature participates in the State Employee Group Insurance Program, which is the health insurance plan that provides insurance benefits for employees of state government in the executive, judicial, and legislative branches. This plan is negotiated between Minnesota management and budget as the employer with the state's 10 employee unions through a joint labor management committee. The changes that are proposed in the plan are mostly related to changes to comply with changes in federal law and to impose increases in co-pays and deductibles that employees and staff who go to a medical provider incur when they go to one of those visits. The other changes are very minor technical changes in the other policies that we have across the legislature to provide consistent policies in terms of conditions for employees. And I'd be glad to answer any questions if you have them.
Any questions, members?
Need a motion?
We now have a quorum, so a quorum is present. Senator Pappas moves adoption of the Legislative Coordinating Commission legislative plan for employee benefits and policies. Discussion. Mr. Hubinger?
Mr. Chair, one thing I'd point out is that the House and the Senate have somewhat different provisions because there are some provisions that are solely within the purview of the House and Senate respectively, and they're effective when adopted by the Rules Committees. The changes proposed here wouldn't affect other changes that the Senate has already adopted in its version of the book.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Motion prevails. Thank you, Mr. Hubinger. We have appointments to two subcommittees, the Subcommittee on Ethical Conduct, Senator Pappas, Senator Lori, Senator Fischbach, Senator Ingebrigtsen. Senator Sieben moves those appointments. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Motion prevails. Appointments to the Subcommittee on Personnel and Budget. Senator Pappas, Senator Sieben, Senator Cohn, Senator Gazelka. Any discussion? Not all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Motion prevails. The other agenda item is the election recount legal bills submitted by attorneys for both caucuses. I think it would be a good idea, and I don't know if everybody has had a chance to see them, but if we created a subcommittee to review them, I did notice we do have a policy on that, and there is a cap, an hourly cap on that, and one of the bills is over that cap. So I think we'd be running contrary to our own policy if we just adopted them. So I'd like to suggest we set up a subcommittee on litigation for this and any other litigation expenses that come in front of the Rules Committee so that they can review them and suggest maybe some changes. But right now, if we just adopted them, we'd be out of our own policy area by paying more, a higher hourly rate than we previously have authorized. So, Senator, I think we're going to have Senator Cohn chair that. Others that are interested? Senator Hand, you have a suggestion? Or?
Mr. Chair, how many members did you wish to have?
Well, I think previously we had three. This subcommittee, 03 or so?
Yes.
Last time it met, probably. Looks like Senator Newman might have some interest in it.
Yeah, I would be happy to serve on that committee.
Well, Mr. Chair, if Senator Newman would be interested, I'd be willing to ask for his appointment to that subcommittee.
Sure. Senator Marty, interested? Senator Sieben?
Non-lawyers don't like getting it.
Oh. Yeah, right. So, okay, who else do we have for attorneys?
Senator Fischbach is an attorney, Mr. Chair. She might be willing.
That's just an ugly rumor.
Senator Wieger was on it previously, so why don't we... He's a lawyer, right? So Senator Sieben moves, Senator Cohen chair, Senator Wieger, and Senator Newman for a subcommittee on litigation expenses that come before the Rules Committee. And then they could, their first task would be to review these bills from the recount. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Motion prevails. Subcommittee is appointed. I think that concludes the business of the Rules Committee. So Rules Committee is adjourned.